Pete, you have a very interesting mix of people. Like, for example, we don't play country music on this radio station, yet we gave away Stampede tickets because it's just a big event that people like to go to, regardless of whether they like country or not. So you just have this interesting mix of people, you know, who sometimes can clash and sometimes are just interesting on their own merit. You see people who should be wearing shirts who aren't wearing shirts. You see women who should be wearing a little bit more clothing wearing a little bit too little clothing. And while it is going to be cooler this year than it has in the past, it's still going to be messed up. There's still going to be an interesting audience out there. And Chris, you've never been, right?
No.
So you're in for a treat.
I've heard stories, but...
Last year was my first year, and I remember seeing just a million different things. You know, like you see small children, you're like, should that kid be out here in the sun for this long? And it seemed like their parent or whatever is just wasted, you know. And most memorable thing I have was when we have our tent out there. Make sure, if you're going to the Stampede, stop by our tent and say, "What's up?" with a little red, white, and blue tent on the left side of the grounds facing the stage. This guy comes up, and there's a skull tent out there. You know, skull, the tobacco that you put in your lip?
Mm-hmm.
There's a skull tent out there, you know, so people could go out there and I assume get free product or whatever. And when we were setting up yesterday, I saw a similar tent. I couldn't tell if it was skull or not. It said, like, U.S. smokeless tobacco or something like that. And so this guy comes up, and he had just been at the skull tent, and he is stumbling all over the place, and he's got this chew in his mouth, and it's just all over his teeth, you know? So this guy's, like, talking to us about how much he loves the radio station. He's just got this skull just caked, like, all over his teeth. It's, like, coming out of his mouth. It's even on, like, his lips and stuff. It was just so horrifying, and this guy is just drunk out of his mind. He's like, "Hold on, I gotta go to the restroom." So he starts walking back toward where the porta-potties are. And he was like, "I'll be right back, because I want to talk to you more about blah, blah, blah." He goes over there, and then, like, he goes into the restroom, and then about 5 minutes later, you see him, like, walking by, like, he's walking down the middle of the grounds out there, just kind of, like, looking around, like, really confused, like, almost as if he has no idea where he is now. You know, he's I couldn't tell if he was looking for the tent, or if he was just looking around in fascination of what was going on, if he'd forgotten that he'd even said he was going to come back. You know, this guy just kind of zigzagging around. And then, of course, there's the classic PDA where sometimes people get a little bit too, a little bit too familiar with each other, besides just making out, like, you know, hands going inside clothing, for example, things like that. So there's an interesting mix of people out there. I've yet to camp out there because, well, last year was my first year in town for it, and we were working the entire time. So we can't really, you know, afford to be out there and sweat it up and camp out and everything and then try to come back and be presentable to the public. So I know that there are a lot of camping stories out there and different things. So what kind of stories you want to share just to prepare people whose first time it's going to be out at the Stampede this year, or just to reminisce on the previous years? 539-9750 or 238-0975. Now, concerts in general, you know you're going to get an interesting mix of people. And people are willing to do just a little bit more out at concerts for some reason than anything else. You know, there's a little bit less, I don't know, or I should say just a little bit more of an ability to blend in there, doing something illegal or what have you. 539-9750 or 238-0975, a little Stampede story time. You got one for us?
Me, my girlfriend at the time, and a buddy of mine went there, I think it was maybe a year ago. And he was looking to meet somebody there and everything like that. And, like you said before, there is a numerous amount of different kinds of people there. He wound up leaving with a girl, and we went back to my apartment, me and my girlfriend did, and then he came back pretty early in what we thought he would, and tried to sneak by, and got a good look at his back, and he had scratches all over his shirt, and went all the way through and tore up his back, come to find out, and she whipped him.
She whipped him?
Yeah. Tied him to a wall and everything like that. And, I mean, she had the whole leather straps and handcuffs and everything just, I guess, tore him up. So, guys, word of warning, if you ever see a crazy blonde there with a shirt that says Carpe Diem, watch out.
Because she will seize not only the day, but, well, everything else about you.
Yeah.